Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
After this budget was just approved, how are you all feeling right now after this happened?
Disappointed. The alternatives did exist. So we're upset how we got here, and we're upset with the decisions that they made today.
I agree. We've had a lot of people come out and spend a lot of time trying to look for alternatives. A lot of those alternatives were presented and they were met with complete inaction. And we are very disappointed in our board and in our superintendent for not honoring our values.
Again, disappointed, a little disheartened. We have reached out to them again and again. We have been met with silence. And when the community is calling for transparency, and they hold the meeting today at 8:15 to adopt the controversial budget, it missed the mark on the transparency, which is what the community has been craving.
When it comes to the board, I don't remember which one of you said, but felt that this was sort of a way to kind of threaten to pass this vote with having it being approved at 8:15, but then if, you know, the public votes to disapprove the budget, then it goes to a contingency. I guess talk a little bit about that and just how frustrating that is, where, you know, we're going to see layoffs regardless with this budget, but if the public votes it down and we see this contingency budget, it could result in much more layoffs amongst staff and teachers.
Contingency would be devastating. I mean, this is devastating enough if we went to contingency. I honestly don't know how we would recover. So the budget passing is a must because we cannot afford any more layoffs. We can't afford any more cuts. But I think it's really upsetting that we are asking for options. We are pleading with the people who we've elected and who they've decided is the best to serve us to find other ways. And they haven't done that. And to now say, we are not changing it. This is what you get. If you vote it down, then more cuts will come. I feel like they are really kind of playing a game with people's lives.
And let's not forget how we got here, right? We were told that there's budget errors for years. And so that is how we currently are in our shortfall. So there was fiscal mismanagement. And it wasn't just one person, a past employee, as Mr. Cornell would like us to believe. But it was a systematic, broad, wide issue that led us to this place. And we've heard nothing from them about how that's going to be corrected going forward, or the specifics behind that.
Yeah, I will add, I feel disappointed that they haven't given us any transparency on how they made these decisions. We've asked again and again about student impact studies, on what it's going to look like for next year with who's being cut, how they plan to staff things, and we've been met with, we're going to figure it out. And I understand they can't tell us who's going to be in which positions, but we should know how many of each position we need in order to serve our students and make sure that our numbers align with other districts, because that's the data they're using to support why there's no cuts anywhere else, but they can't give us the numbers on how that works for our students and our teachers in the classrooms.
And moving, like, going forward, while you guys want to move forward with the budget and you hope to continue working with the school district on improving the students' experience at the schools, is there any way that the school district could gain your trust back, or is this kind of a lost cause for you as parents?
I don't want to say it's a lost cause because I have a kindergartner. My youngest is in kindergarten. I'm going to be in this district for a decade plus at this point. So I will never say it's a lost cause, and I will always work on behalf of my kids. And when I say my kids, I don't just mean my four. I work on behalf of all of the kids in this district every day. We're going to keep coming back asking questions. What does next year look like? How do we bring these lost positions back? Because these positions are vital to our children. And even though we're losing them right now with a budget that was adopted today that the community does not believe in, it doesn't mean moving forward that we don't want to work together to bring these positions back.
Yes. We have a wonderful school district. We are passionate parents because we love our schools. We love our teachers. We want our students to be here. We chose this place for them. So we do want to work with them. We have been showing up. We have been trying. And I think getting some fresh faces on the school board and showing that they can work together and that there are people willing to consider these things is ever so important. It came to us that a lot of us are willing to talk the talk, and are we willing to walk the walk? And I am running for a school board because I want to work with them. I want to work to improve this. And I really hope the public will vote yes to the budget and put their faith back into the district as we move forward.
Now, I just kind of want to get in a little bit. Can you just tell me a little bit more about this story for your child and yeah. how this came about?
Yeah, so my five-year-old, he was speech delayed. He had a social worker in third grade, or in pre-K three, pre-K four. He is a boy who has a hard time making connections. This is his health teacher. He's his first year in this district, and he actually just started health in the last month or so. And when he was asked to draw someone he felt safe with and he could go to, he drew his health teacher. That is such a moment for me as a mom, because entering kindergarten this year, I did not know what it was going to look like for him. For me, it's deeply personal. This is my job. My children are my job. And so when safe people are no longer going to be here next year, I don't know what that does to my child. And I know there are parents across the district who feel the same way. So this is Josh Kazuda. He's incredible. He has taught comprehensive health in this district for quite some time now. Losing him, losing comprehensive health education, is a complete loss for this district. And we will fight to bring him back and bring that program back.
And you also mentioned, too, that you, since you have four kids, and all four of the kids, their teachers are a part of the layoffs, correct?
Correct. Three of my children are in elementary, and they will lose Mr. Kazuda. I have a middle schooler who right now is in art class with Tracy Fox. She is being cut. She's exceptional. The people we have in this district are exceptional. And to lose one would be devastating, but to lose this many, it is going to take a long time to recover.
I think the last, one more question. Yep. Just talking about that, I know you mentioned the fact that they moved, somebody had mentioned moving the meeting to 8:15 this morning at a pretty inconvenient time for people. So just tell me about that. When you guys found out the meeting was at 8:15 today, what was your guys' reaction?
Upsetting, but I don't think surprised, because at this point, I don't think they necessarily want to hear the feedback. I think they're tired of the feedback. They are hearing a lot of the same things, but these are really valid points. So we're trying to stress to them that you can make a change. You can do this. So to hear it at 8:15 today, we're not surprised. I would assume a lot of those board members have jobs they need to be at. I know that we all have kids that need to be in school and have jobs we need to get to. But we had to shift things around because it's important to be here, and it's important to speak on behalf of the thousands of kids who attend school at HCSD.
Is there anything else that you all want to leave me with?
I just want to say thanks for coming and continuing to cover this, because I think a lot of people, it's out of sight, out of mind, but for us, this is a day-to-day thing that we worry about. So thank you for continuing to come and to shed light on what's going on. And we will continue to fight for our teachers and for our kids, because those are the people in this district that really matter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.